Oh boy, I'm excited for this next one. An incredible artist. They're about to make their Ōtautahi debut, I think. I could be wrong about this. I'm very excited to have on the line with me right now the incredibly talented Jen Kloa. Good morning.
Good morning. That's a very generous introduction. And you're right. It is my Ōtautahi debut as a solo artist. I did come through.
Oh, with Tiny Ruins, was it?
Yeah, and I played at this awesome venue that I don't think is there anymore. It had Smoke, maybe Blue Smoke, or was it?
Blue Smoke something. Something. I think it still exists. I should know this. Hey, solo.
It was a great gig.
Exactly, and I hope it was. But solo debut, really, really excited for this. Before we get into that, though, how has 2024 been for you so far?
Oh, well, it's been a funny old year because it's, what is it, March? Wow. And, you know, like, I guess here on the ground in Te Whenua Moi Moi Art, so-called Australia, it feels nice and summery and, you know, like people just doing holiday things. But it's been a pretty crazy time around the world. So it's kind of like even back home in Aotearoa, it's been intense, you know, like it's been interesting, hasn't it, sort of travelling through these summery months with a pretty heavy backdrop.
Yeah, no, I think that is really worth mentioning, actually, is, you know, we all think of summer as, like, the really fun months, but, yeah, like, a lot of complex issues around the world at the moment. It's a strange, strange time. So, anyway, tell me a little bit about this solo tour. You're playing in Tamaki Makaurau and Te Whanganui Atara as well, I believe.
That's right, yeah.
I was just interested to hear what really should audiences be experiencing from this?
I guess that's up to them, but what they will get from these shows, which are quite different to the full band shows that I played last year all around the world, and I did come to Tamaki Makaurau and Te Whanganui Atara, but just budgetary, it's a tough time, and so I couldn't come to Ōtautahi, and so I'm bringing my solo show, and I guess the difference is that it's more of a yarn, more of a kōrero. I like to have a chat. I like to sort of unpack, you know, some of the big social issues that are happening, you know, for you know, I think Māori, both, you know, back home, but also one in four of us live over here in Australia. We've been watching, you know, the big movement that's been happening with a lot of, what's the best word to put it? You know, I think with a lot of interest, but also feeling, you know. I'll be playing songs from my most recent album, my fifth album, Kuauta Awa Kota Awa Kuo, or I Am the River, The River Is Me. I'm also going to be reading a few poems because I did release a little booklet of poetry last year as well called Ihu. I think unpacking and reflecting a little bit on, you know, where we are right now in the world. You know, some fun, some good stories, but also I think maybe an opportunity after the crazy kind of busy summer of going to lots of things and gigs and events, this will be more of a opportunity to just sort of sit and reflect and gather ourselves together again before we, you know, go off into the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because I was kind of thinking, oh, well, this sounds fun, but it also sounds kind of actually beneficial. Maybe what you're describing is something everyone sort of needs to do at the moment, maybe.
I think we all need it, and I think we all lean toward music, toward art, poetry, film, television, you know, whatever format. I know that I go to it to kind of make sense of the world and to know that I'm not alone, because sometimes you can be like, you know, what the hell? And I think that that's the beauty of art and why it's so important, is that it's kind of a collective moment, particularly when it's being performed, for people to kind of come together and be reminded of, you know, why we're here and what we're up to.
Mm. Now, you mentioned you'll be performing music from your fifth album. That's pretty impressive. Yeah. Five. Now, tell me, does much change in your, like, creative process after five albums?
Yeah, it's a great question, actually. I think the main thing that I've noticed is I have more of an idea of what I'm doing. I think when I first started, I was like, what the hell? You know, like, I just felt kind of lost over the first couple of records. And then around my third, fourth, fifth album, things, I just trusted myself more, eh?
Yeah, right.
Trust that intuition, and you've kind of maybe developed a better ear, and, you know, you've experienced making records. So, yeah, I think just less freaking out. I mean, you still freak out, but, yeah. And I think also perhaps as I've gotten older, the stuff that I'm singing about is has deepened. You know, it's probably a universal reach, rather than maybe when I first started, it was sort of brokenhearted, sort of, why did you leave me? Yeah. Whereas I think, you know, as I went along, I was like, you're going to have to write about something else, because, you know, that's pretty limited. And so it sort of, yeah, I guess sort of incorporates more of my worldview, what I'm interested in, conversations that I want to have. You know, provoking people to think, because if I'm going to be in your head talking for 40 minutes or however long the record goes for these days, then it's precious real estate. I don't want to waste my time. Like, I want to get in there and be like, what do you think? This is some thoughts. Tell me what you think.
That's
it. You know, that's the relationship.
Yeah, that is a fascinating way to think about it. I think that is just so kind of beautiful, you know. Yeah, that's, you know, 40 minutes or however long. They've got the rest of their lives to form, you know, their opinions on something. Use this as your opportunity to express, like, your importance and your kind of view on things. And I think that's beautiful. I think that's absolutely fantastic. Now, if people want to get tickets to your solo show, which of course they do, where can they go get those?
Yeah, well, we're playing at the Space Academy, which I've heard great things about.
Yeah, it's great venue, great venue.
Venue that people like. Friends who live in Littleton were like, oh, yeah, good, you're playing at the Space Academy.
Yeah, you know, you've picked somewhere good.
Picked a good spot. I've got an excellent opener, Pickle Darling, who I'm a huge
fan. Yeah, fantastic.
And tickets are available, I think, through Under the Radar, if you just do a little search. Or you can just go to my website, jenclower.com/shows. And I think, you know, it's selling nicely, which always makes you feel good.
Yeah, oh, I'm glad to hear that. Well, to our audience out there, absolutely go buy some tickets to this. I think it'll be an amazing night. Final question for you, Jen. If people want to hear your music, where can they go to experience all of that wonderfulness?
Well, I think let's be real. Most of us go to our streaming services these days. And I don't know what that is for the listeners or individual listeners, but if you haven't heard of me before and you're wondering how to spell my name, a good way to remember it is think, well, Jen, that's pretty straightforward. But Chloe is spelt like clover, but you take the V out and you pop an H in. So Jen Chloe.
That is a good way. Yeah, you can easily remember that way. Hey, Jen, it has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning. I think the way you talk about things is so beautiful. Absolutely love your music and all your work. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Pleasure, my friend. And, I'll see you all in a couple of weeks.
Yes, and finally, actually, what was the date of that gig? One more time.
Yes, one more time. Saturday, the 16th of March. So not this weekend, but the following.
Essentially 10 days from now, basically.
10 days, I will be there.
Oh, so excited. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Jen.
Absolute pleasure. Great to chat.